As this showed you, Clane Gael, a smiley I'm sure she altered. I'm Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
And as we go through this programme, Clane Gael, I'll talk about some things in the English language, as Nim Lord Machion Cushion Elias Achilg, and I'll talk about other topics in the Manx Gaelic, Chinya Namera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banach and Jurish, well, I might as well start with a confession. This is actually the programme I was going to do last week, but I got confused, so apologies for that. Well, it really only affects Nutami de Reis Rilg, so Tully wants Tullach Nere. James Stanley, the 7th Earl of Derby, is known as Unstanlach Moor in Manx, and we've often mentioned him here in Clane Gael, but I don't think we've ever focused on him. To give an overview of his life, so that's what we'll do this time. She wish for Gaert er ski line for the Narausu Tiggle, never tacher to hit your chai. Ren me resume as for Shen Cartelur Dus, er noder our trassar and jintem as for Cunyan emer. Och trout baroness, trere me imagine clan yauchia to hit your chai, familiae mach and cheruar and jane skeel, och gil shoe a trassar and jia horror be gouji molestial. Och nimliae mach and trassar and shen a hirt shaw, j skepale. Scroots of Earl Hojach, Americanach, Emsich, Mike Schofield. Today, the 18th of October, is La Nul Luke, St. Luke's Day. St. Luke the Evangelist and writer of Juno and the Harsland, the Acts of the Apostles, described by St. Paul as beloved physician. He's the patron saint of physicians and surgeons, as well as, well, you might guess, butchers, but also of artists, students and bachelors. As a physician, this is a song now about something he'd have been familiar with, sickness and diseases. Tashu geistach rish radio vanning, stashu nanashun, skeliena was dulish, alian vanning.
He's in town. times. Pay good attention when evil times abound. Always listen to what your mother said and stay in bed at night.
A sickness and diseases.
Dave Swarbrick leading Fairport Convention through sickness and diseases. Well, James Stanley was born in 1607 at Knowsley in Lancashire, between Liverpool and St Helens, the son of the 6th Earl of Derby, William Stanley, and his wife Elizabeth de Vere, a daughter of the Earl of Oxford. After travels abroad, James Stanley became the Member of Parliament for Liverpool in 1625. He would only be 18 or so at the time, and 17 or 18, and the following year he was made a Knight of the Bath after the coronation of King Charles I. In that same year, 1626, he served jointly with his father as Lord Lieutenant of Lancashire, Lord Lieutenant of Cheshire, and as Chamberlain of the City of Chester. At 19 years old, he also married Charlotte de la Tremoille at The Hague, although she was from Tours in western France, but her grandfather was William of Orange, and she spent a lot of time at The Hague, particularly with Queen Elizabeth of Bohemia. Although James Stanley's father, William, was to live on until 1642, from 1627 James Stanley came to act as de facto Lord of Man. Subsequently, he also became the Lord Lieutenant of North Wales. So this is not some minor figure. He was a major figure, not just in the Isle of Man, but over a considerable area of the northwest of England and into North Wales, and at the Royal Court in London, too. Te Eric Ergitavalia by Misa Chael, the Gedenmach, de Vel Apno, Sinkel Chelven, and Shulach as Coerderen, de Vel de Cholifer Coren, Slaelia, Lorsnen, Monoc, as Sleddenfis, de Cholichus Seveoc. Lesh Eric, de Vel Sho Aglach, te Corre ber Corchachterach den Chara ek Jill Chelven, a Chenel Fregert. Haye de Chorchiliori, a Chenodi Corsnus Jacks a Trogalek, as Glass Code a Doris. Ta fisega na ta nunyegek, as fisek de veli gian mach as domenic, mas o te kiau a hiulach sus, as an deinega de chiarna gael de sen. Te chit lesh, as ta jill chit shiscus a doris, as ta eric gol sus na grecian hook, ach ti fagin a shulach sa lauega. Te fo al de vel eric ve gotjeg an ap no nis. As ta eric gian mach tre te tickle na vel ish gotjeg an nader. Ren Eric Ligid and Chelvain Tushum Chouts Hutches Jackals Narayachanega. Now, from the French speaking area of Higher Brittany, Brizelle Uel, this is the trio Froger, Marguerite au bord de mer.
Marguerite au bord de la mer,
Marguerite au bord de la mer. À la pêche aux coquilles, aux gais bonbons, fallira la lire. À la pêche aux coquilles, aux gais bonbons, fallira la lire.
Elle en a déjà pêché trois.
Elle en a déjà pêché trois. Aperçoit un navire, aux gais bonbons, fallira la lire. Aperçoit un navire, aux gais bonbons, fallira la lire.
Arrive, arrive, beau bâtiment.
Arrive, arrive, beau bâtiment. Je t'y souhaite bonne arrive, au gai bonbon, fallira la lire. Je t'y souhaite bonne arrive, au gai bonbon, fallira la lire.
Si mon amant, il est dedans.
Si mon amant, il est dedans. Encore meilleur arrive, au gai bonbon, fallira la lire. Encore meilleur arrive, au gai bonbon, fallira la lire.
Belle, ton amant n'est pas dedans.
Belle, ton amant n'est pas dedans. Il
est mort dans ses îles, au gai bonbon, fallira la lire. Il est mort dans ses îles, au gai bonbon, fallira la lire. Grand Dieu, si mon amant est mort,
grand Dieu, si mon amant est mort, je resterai toujours fille, au gai bonbon, fallira la lire. Je resterai toujours fille, au gai bonbon, fallira la lire. Je resterai toujours fille, au gai bonbon, fallira la lire. Je resterai toujours fille, au gai bonbon, fallira la lire.
Family group Trio Froger from Fougère and Marguerite au bord de mer. Chanelier Rid ben rich as Eric. Tad a horn a stiach on the ninch in uns ach denyach. As chanel sly ach sayach a jay. A chanel shingen as ish, jean loose uns the stulian egger. As chanel shingen the fear inrichen well. The be tull you gorunen. Yin in stress jail the be. Rennad claimer a chelia. Der a chias jill ar sulvai. Ma her is ma voir, va mis munin man in gion, ach renne kare, ek glie ar sul. Sain dau roshnad, rosh ma visse ro anmach. Velo a lortru? Va mi fo al, va mi fo al, fo di drawa de chyndei. Va tochta ons a kare. As renni sai in edin ek nai cliw Eric. Fod ma jim an suska sen ju, was Eric. Tammy goil al rosh mordus munch feddhan. Sio, ren Eric Scarad, chroge nis a chiwlach as rene ffod ei. Cor e moru. Ych jill er a chelfein as alec. Te orts, hwgi a chiwlach gi. Cor e. The earldom of Derby relates not to the county of Derbyshire and the town of Derby, but to lands in Lancashire. There's an area of Liverpool called West Derby, and in some of the villages that were absorbed into the southern suburbs of Liverpool, particularly Woolton Village, where Mona Douglas was born, are a number of pubs called the Derby Arms, and at least one that's called the Eagle and Child. In addition to the Earldom of Derby, the second to the fifth Earls of Derby also held the title of Lord Strange of Knockin. The fifth Earl, Ferdinando, had died without a male heir, so the title of Earl of Derby went to his younger brother Edward. And it was assumed somehow that the title of Lord Strange also went to him as well, and so that was passed down eventually to James Stanley. And in 1628, although his father William was still alive, an official writ was issued for James to enter the House of Lords as Lord Strange, and again it shows the degree of authority he seems to have exerted from a young age. That's a fiddler based in Toronto, Alana Klein, and she was playing a couple of reels there, Mick O'Russell's reel and Rip the Calico. Stasiun na nasiun shen the jaru radio vanim as an show tasiu geistach rish clen regale as mish tada chebel Robert Cutting Coswell Robert a Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
It was only later that it was found that the title of Lord Strange could be inherited by the female line. Now, although Ferdinando the Fifth Earl had no son, he had three daughters. So the Baronetcy Strange of Knockin should actually have descended through them. But just as an official writ had been issued to accelerate James Stanley's entry into the House of Lords, now it was officially deemed that, in addition to the original Baronetcy Strange of Knockin, another had been accidentally created in 1628 when he'd been accepted into the House of Lords, and so it was made possible for James Stanley to retain his position in the House of Lords as Lord Strange, another Lord Strange. And again, it gives an indication of the power exerted by him and his family. James Stanley took no part in the political tussle between Parliament and King Charles, but with the outbreak of his hostilities in 1642, he was strongly for the King, who of course had made him a Knight of the Bath, although it's said that Charles was actually rather jealous of the power of the Stanleys and their royal lineage. They, in fact, had quite a good claim to the throne, which they could have pushed early, but didn't. Gawia, as yichis diach ons a hulian. Renne snoggol da a chigrach I. Mas o hwgi eim, lorder. Chyren siwlach y her a clinkl ach yn onchyrd. Eric! Iesig, se Jill ton, cryn ach ta wos. Jill? Braw! Ach yn alsian mo ta mi tegol e... O, fi cor mi ffod y chilio, ta wos jyn y wymyd jay chelfe yn Eric. Cys taw! Tammy my delure, beg and burridge. Shein rid shawl a shulian, te cor alorm. And rid naught out tiggle, as to enek the hully fake orts, as sledden fissock the... Oh, shinnel, ye nay, ren jishig brisius jagory. Famir chi inch dut the chionacha, a cumalach slat easty len lubach glass fural brocroft. Ach esh, chanel kayach edis, chanelu gistiach. Fe cor mi a siarn. Och, dy dwch isach, ta was gymryd y chel fein slesh pech enia chelia. Chel ym isiga fel sian rhy un o'r er yn lai fi'n. The first time I went to the Eisteddfod Genedlaethol, it was 1983, and a great hit at that time was Tegwyn Ifan with the song called Cariad.
Tiw'r golau'n dod o'r tân, tiw'r sio can i can, ti sy'n yn hun o'n i. Tiw'r fflam sy'n dal yn hyn, ti sy'n herio'r storm a'i grym, ti sy'n yn cadw ni. Cariad wyt ti, cariad wyt ti, cariad wyt ti. Tiw'r mochel hag y glaw, ti sy'n yn harwain ni. Tiw'r wen sydd ar y ddwy fin, tiw melus flas y gwin, ti sy'n yn cariad ni. Cariad wyt ti. siwr gan oeth ar y bwrdd di sy'n yn llosgi ni. Ti yw llygaid y plant yng nghae, ti yw i deffro'r boreau, ti sy'n ein parhau.
Song Cariad, and sung there by Tegwyn Ifan, who had perhaps a slightly unlikely career in a way, in as much that as well as singing and making records and being going on television and taking part in all those kind of music shows and on the radio and having a pop career or a soft rock or folk rock crossover type of singing. He was also a Baptist minister, and he was the Baptist minister at Pontrhydfendigaid in Wales. So that was Cariad by Tegwyn Ifan. Gaw the hiwlach hun as Jim Nimidje, tar cwjach rysio chwjelio jyn. Oh, yishig! Lyg daw lot rysio eric, ta barl ledge mer y frochrocht. Fe Eric goel y tjelwen chawd sreni tusiam mach as law jil y sreni tusiam na ega. Se mishton, nish fil, as nims jyn y sen. Och, sain daw gul. Fa mi just son grei, hello rut. Rene mucha siulach. Ren jil sochel na ega. Lyg daw cwnol iat ag ol sws na grisian. Chyraw feg dy gyrdiach e, as ish na lai edyn sys ar aliafi chwn ffwton eg. Iech eric ar sŵl fwy gys na jolywn orw fi gofrach e ar y gerid. Olyw, dorach e. Iech e mach as yn unig, fy'n deyn eg ons cew y chiwlach. Len dy haes yn y grein, ie? Y nai dy fel yw siwl mae gyd gwrs bwrdd ffogras, sailsych yn ta sailsych y mach dy fe, dy fod dy chwlio ffeich ffag yn i, dy chlein y jori yn gwrs lemin yn... 1642 was also the year in which James Stanley became the 7th Earl of Derby on the death of his father, William. In 1643, he had to attend to the attempted overthrow of the Stanleys by Edward Christian, whom he isolated from other leading Manx figures through a mixture of affability, persuasion, and threats. But he recognised that he would make Edward Christian a martyr if he were to execute him, and so he fined him and he imprisoned him instead in Peel Castle. After this, James Stanley took part in various actions, including with his wife's relation, Prince Rupert, in relieving the siege of Latham House. Lady Derby managed to smuggle in extra soldiers, and the Roundheads never took Latham House. Charlotte de la Tremoy had maintained a solid defence there. After that, they went through Lancashire, and there was a particularly bloody event when they took Bolton, which became known as the Bolton Massacre, and which would eventually come back to haunt him. Following the execution of Charles I in 1649, James Stanley was made a Knight of the Garter by his son in exile, who would later become Charles II. Now here's a collaborative effort, an inter-Gaelic piece, Mary Nigawen from Scotland and Lilis O'Leara from Ireland, and they're singing Gedahil.
Sanna bostin e yal ting tale voching an e hishin
gate yal mi en manyal
khalas malane
dinchin gate yal mi en manyal
triu la yal e yal riva mi yal ved mari vin
gate yal mi en manyal khalas malane dinchin gate yal mi en manyal
Ranching carter e captain e var ke variva
gate yal mi en manyal
Smalane minchin
gete yal mien manyal
Trie laron in ole cani gornin rochichi
Gete yal mien manyal
Chala smalane minchin
gete yal mien manyal
Hechi kruoi ole frasin is clach fialane va milcho
Gete yal mien manyal
Smalane minchin
gete yal mien manyal
Haror opus er oan af nyr oen ach ro trian
Gete yal mi en manyal
Smalan e minchin
gete yal mi en manyal
Chael sin krak yn yr lof yn fawr gardan yn sgiye
Gete yal mi en
manyal
Smalan e minchin gete yal mi en manyal
Va koi na Jesus va shachker na shine
gete yal mi en
manyal khalas malane
minchin gete yal mi en manyal
dole yal ge hasin pide gahi koi yishes
gete yal mi en
manyal
khalas malane minchin gete yal mi en manyal
Ach na min sek mo va dio in plastich in mine
gete yal mi en
manyal Is malane minchin gete yal mi en manyal
Scottish singer Mary Nigawen. And she was supported by Lilis O'Leary there, Dr. Lilis O'Leary, in fact, and the song was Gedahiol. Charles II appointed James Stanley to lead royalist troops in Lancashire and Cheshire, and he met up with Charles II in August of 1651. However, James Stanley's own efforts met resistance, and his forces were routed at the Battle of Wigan Lane, when he was severely wounded. Despite his wounds, he managed to make his escape and continued on to take part in the Battle of Worcester, which was fought on the 3rd of September 1651, and he was also present at Boscobel House with Charles II. But of course, there the Royalist forces were defeated, and Charles II famously hid in the oak tree. On James Stanley's return northward, at Nantwich in Cheshire, the small force he was with came across a larger parliamentary force, and he was amongst one of four nobles who surrendered on a promise of quarter for life and honourable usage upon giving up their arms as prisoners of war. However, Oliver Cromwell sent a message to Colonel Rich of Liverpool on the 29th of September 1651, saying, "Derby will be tried at Chester and die at Bolton." Crenach fodach de chulio feach cordel rishen. As chanodach de chulio feach, was slai shadow naeag yn y raw. Haraw eshen as jill jyn o susan de feach inrach yn raw. Rene gwglel corstap ar yn ap no. As fe coch cri o'n sy'n dyr aw cius dy chiach dyr achten o'n. Och, tre rene cric o lorw, fair as fair, harawn y dwlyg yn rygedn, fod er yn ysgryd amach, jait mwy. Taach, dy strep yn o'n fawcht yn sio, dwi'n ti er yrd. Sienau, strep yn o'n eles bawcht yd. Rene gwglel chwilin cwys ys odach eis mwynion nair fod jori dyn dwch ys ega. Obr feina, ffyr transchaintiasach, fesnes rolegach, cor bondach yn cadden, curtain yn welwyd, sailjig yn son urd yn balei, bi inuit, an acht erlige casserole. Glos on ingen na mern cas. Mulligan che. Muchen rangach. Tammy gold she's a straight, hemmer ashens minid. Her and Jill glacier. Cornish band Pibber playing some tunes from Cornwall on the Cornish double chanter, based on a carving on the end of a pew in one of the churches. Showed you Stasiun and Ashun Radio Vanim as a Clare Show Claire Nagale. Say Robert Katine Carswell Mish, Robert a Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Hosiach, charawi shigar awi argitlish a frowlis. Hai na tree na kier fir hoshi hoshi sha eged the tostach. Ach rennet kiaw shilich in bu ersen de gear chushach. As gin kinjulis. Esh ren kubbel de live jane vein esh blake ersen chaswi chit hugger. Gerenne dunje volge konijzegge, ach renne greveg noder. Sjen ven ren sjen. Tan ko woedjes trogit sus kordeel edder okta goil arnon. Me visu djulde kordeel sjen, genelu djinu sus arn jen ko woedjes. Kree henker sersnes, vroeg Erik. Tau ser de wei djait mui is ish, djint makli hien. Rosh Moreni Chindevai. Esh, ve tri denia mushin esh ega. Erestrej vadig nin esh as spotchach. Chauds henkat nas nyeda de, renat chona, as henkat da ve bagartach. Hiasad uns red Erik. Kor stapper an apno, Erik, durt de fersa vein lesh melan cast, quois a tail as tau. On the 10th of September, James Stanley wrote to his wife, the Countess Charlotte, from Chester. Colonel Duckinfield, governor of this town, is going, according to his orders from the Parliament, general to the Isle of Man, where he will make known to you his business. It will be the best for you to make condition for yourself, children and friends, in the manners we have proposed, or as you can further agree with Colonel Duckinfield, who, being so much a gentleman born, will doubtless, for his own honour, deal fairly with you. You know how much that place is, my darling, but since it's God's will to dispose in the manner it is, there's nothing further to be said of the Isle of Man, but to refer all to the will of God, and to procure the best conditions you can for yourself and our poor family and friends there, and those that came over with me. At the subsequent court-martial, James Stanley made a lengthy reply to the charge against him. But, as we heard, Cromwell had said that Derby should be tried in Chester and die at Bolton. The result had been preordained. Now, here's a song that I wrote many years ago, A Grai Machrees Mastor, Bill Corlett and Phil Gorn singing it, not to each other, but but together singing the song at least.
Ma fursen is a giaura as snyak de chit the dun, ta trimsha grimer am a cri as chonar am a kyan. As the rawa grian mer am not, the rawa grian shaw, the rawa grian mer am not, a grime a crias must all. Mas munyun gorish lamen shage a howd as tanny dusht, nak vel mi kyat na bilia bogt a cast as green as rusht. As the rawa grian mer am not, the rawa grian shaw, the rawa grian mer am not, a grime a crees must
ta bodgel yn cytwlegar as droben o'n syne, sydw as na gibi ta mishcaw i as le.
As the raw a graem mer am nocht, the raw a graem sio, the raw a graem mer am nocht, a graem a cries ma sto.
Chadwyd mi the raw graem o'd gedda bafwm medw, hanel cedawn eich nap fel sien ma grawbeg ons ma chliw.
As the raw a graem mer am nocht, the raw a graem sio, the raw a graem mer am nocht, a graem a crias ma sto.
A graem a crias ma sto, Bill Corlett and Phil Gawn, and that's from the album Solace, which Culture Vanin released a few years ago now. I think maybe be available as a download these days. Members of the court-martial that were trying James Stanley didn't deliberate on the points raised by him in his defence, but pronounced that he was guilty of the breach of the Act banning correspondence with Charles Stewart, and it was resolved, etc., that the said James, Earl of Derby, is a traitor to the Commonwealth of England, and an abettor, encourager, and assister of the declared traitors and enemies thereof, and that he should be put to death by severing of his head from his body at the marketplace in the town of Bolton in Lancashire. Now, the choice of Bolton was because of what had been called the Massacre of Bolton from 8 years previously. A petition for clemency went before Parliament to spare his life, and, strangely enough, Oliver Cromwell voted in favour. But, of course, he knew full well that it would be voted down and that no clemency would be proffered to James Stanley. So it was a piece of politics on his part. Contrary, though, to expectation, the roadway was lined with people who, despite everything, were obviously sympathetic to James Stanley, and they were praying and weeping for him. And the townspeople of Bolton, despite the Bolton massacre of 8 years before, refused to assist in any way with erecting the scaffold, which was to be the place of execution in the centre of Bolton. Te oren ol yw sgwer fai, ernon ych mael iatse, frai y fair er y chaw ies, ren i chaw sielie er y ffeim y dedrog. Ren y fair er y chaw chier, sin y mach mer ersyn, as ych e er yn de er elia. Tyn omyd yn siol al fein y imper. Henc y fair sy fein stiach fi ffagus de. Ta rod fain si imper, cordon nyn serychyn. Gaw er y cesmyd na ghe er gŵl. Ys hwg e eb e freil sys y bargat les y lawn. Er ma hons te doli daw, ta siw is ser di inw creu yr byd ta siw lal. Henc yn trŵr na sniedd y derys, wel, gyrymaed son yn chyd eds, Eric. Fad yr chi cywyd hi'n erson. Hyn de, Eric, ys rai e'r che, ys hai yr lle red sys o floc, roch mae'r energi yn chawchwlw je. chrawad ar chloe. Renne mucha chel venus, haia roes. Fe treisgeil de bech caed e siúl e smunion, de gheddan machna de iunu. A chudson va gol sia, vad gol taasta na rawe hiulach fordich. Now, a few years ago, in the charts, Mary Hopkin was very popular, but she used to make records in Welsh as well before that, and this is a song which is called Aderyn Llwyd. I'll tell you a bit about the song later, you may recognise it, though.
Ar fore sabodd yn y dre, a phawb mewn dillad parch yn gadael cartre, ar lwybr cil yn ddau a dau, yn mynd i gwrdd a ffrind, mae sŵn y byd ymhell, ac yn y sedd mae'r weddi dair, yn enyn gobaith rhyfel, mae sian Gofion mwyn ar nos a'i dawel hedd o'i hyd yn mynnu aros a minna'n unig yn fy nghyll er gwaith, er gwyll a sŵn y dref o hyd yn cymell rhaid i mi wrando ar y gan a dilyn ffordd fy hunan ac er y dymuniadau hael rhaid i mi gael
Mary Hopkin with a song in Welsh called Aderyn Llwyd, which means grey bird, but you may have recognised it as the song Sparrow, written by Scottish pop duo Benny Gallagher and Graham Lyle, and in fact they're from the Largs area. We were talking about the Battle of Largs just the other week there in this programme in Clanegale. Fy siliach yn gyr ciawter lloros yn ulliw as fy re na ghe ognis. Rennu saerach y bac y serlan jil. Fein y siaddw yn saelsyn y grenia, as ys jyn mach as yn unig, fan siwlach ec o'n sylaw. Chyrenu jyn dem y gyd. Fe orym jyn erm y chiel fen, taw tigl, ren jyn mwch yn eim erm y ysig, hwg ei eim orym nys. Rhys, dwt ei drawyn neeg em ym y chion. Fy cawag mae ein. Mychewn y chler nôs, ffisec dy chwliw ffeic e dy chwliw ryd. Now, the scaffold had been set up in front of the Man and Scythe Inn, a property in fact owned by the Stanleys, and timbers of the scaffold had been brought from the Stanleys' former stronghold, Latham House, which of course had held out under Charlotte de la Tremoille against the Roundheads, but now had been dismantled by them. The Bolton townspeople said that despite all other losses, though, the loss of James Stanley would be greater. Nevertheless, the execution of James Stanley took place there on the 15th of October, 1651. As Shenaich it show was clean a gale. Now, I mentioned Paul Quayle's new book of haiku and their context, and that was The Narrow Road to the Deep South. I mentioned it in Clanagale last time. Now, next Saturday afternoon, the 24th of October, between 2 and 4.30, you can go along to the Athol Room of the Centenary Centre in Peel for a public launch, where you'll be able to get your copy of Narrow Road to the Deep South. You can have a chat with Paul about his work over a coffee or two, and get him to sign the book for you. So that'll be next Saturday afternoon, the 24th of October, 2 till 4.30. And we close with a band which was a British-Swedish collaboration which called themselves Swap, but they used an "aw" in the name, the letter A with a ring above it. It was only for show, it didn't actually mean anything in their name. But now, until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eva Machrieri was Orsolie, as my Yerian shared you, will you? Thank you.